Almost half of adults with a disability have experienced violence, while women with a disability are more likely to be subjected to domestic violence than other women. Despite these figures, the lack of accessible and inclusive services makes escaping violence extremely difficult. Eliza Hull reports.
Tasmanian Aboriginal woman Fiona Hamilton lives with autism. She's also a survivor of domestic violence. When trying to escape her situation, she discovered just how hard it is to access proper help.
Accessibility is not just about kind of, you know, whether somebody can actually physically access your service. It's about asking people what access needs are required.
Due to living with autism, Miss Hamilton often felt she couldn't understand what was being said when she reached out for support.
Quite often I just found myself kind of dissociating, both for the trauma that I'd experienced, but also just because I just couldn't take any more information in or any more talking in. And I was continually being asked to tell my story over and over and over again to different service providers.
What do you think could have been done by domestic violence service providers to enable more inclusion for you?
So there was even some really simple things like having some visual instructions put up around, you know, how to operate particular things. You know, I was having pamphlets shoved at me by services. But at that time, there was actually no way I was even able to kind of read them.
And advocates agree, people with disabilities shouldn't have to navigate the system alone. Jen Hargrave is a researcher with the Disability Health Unit at the Melbourne School of Population and Global Health.
If a woman with a disability, say she's got a cognitive impairment or a mental health issue, discloses violence, she might not be believed. If a woman with a speech impairment discloses violence, no one might stop for a minute to listen to what she's saying.
Another barrier within the domestic violence sector is a lack of understanding of the types of violence that people with disability experience. Heidi LaPaglia is the Senior Policy Officer for Women with Disabilities Australia.
So, for example, definitions of domestic and family violence often very much focus on intimate partner violence in the home, and that can come at the exclusion of things like violence from carers and support workers.
The recent federal budget announced a new National Women's Alliance will be formed to include women with disability in the prevention of violence.
We think it's a really good start and something that we haven't seen before in a federal budget, so it's definitely warmly welcome from Women with Disabilities Australia.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Minister for Families and Social Services, Anne Rustin, says that in response to the Disability Royal Commission, the federal government has committed $9.3 million to develop resources that aim to reduce violence against women and girls with disability.